My full name is Massimiliano Novelli, but they call me Max. So I was born in a small town close to Milano in the northern part of Italy. It's 3,000 people. The name is Vimercate. I was born in January 17, 1971. So that makes me 42 years old. When I was like between 6 and 7, you know, going around with your friends, of course, you know, you spend hours outside with, you know, other kids. They are like older than you or younger than you, and riding your bike or, you know, injuring yourself and never complain and just keep going and playing. And then, you know, going up at night, you know, when your mom calls you to go for dinner and she looked at you, she's like, "What did you do today?" You know, completely covered with mud, you know, scratches everywhere, all this kind of stuff. That's something I really miss about my childhood. Then when I was a teenager, I loved riding my bike. Never had a moped. You know, in Italy, you start to drive when you're 18. So from when you're 10 to 18, you ride your bike or your moped everywhere. In Italy, the towns are closer together, so it's easier to go from one to the other one. I've always been really curious about the world, not in being a tourist, but go somewhere and live there. So, you know, you have to deal with the language, with going to the grocery shop and buying something, understand what they tell you. So I've been traveling here and there, especially in Europe. And when I was 29, I was working and I felt this sensation in your stomach that tells you, okay, what's next? And I was looking to go in Germany, maybe Spain, maybe England, to do an experience outside Italy. And right at that moment, my wife came through Italy. We have a really close friend in common, and we fell in love. And she was doing a master here at the University of Pittsburgh. So she told me, "I cannot leave right now." And I told her, "Coming." And after 9 months, I was here. So yes, it took me a couple of years to become like, okay, yes, I feel kind of at home. Even if right now, when I'm here, I'm not feeling 100% at home. When I go back where I grew up, I don't feel 100% at home. So, but I found people that, you know, were really friendly, really curious from where I was. And in one way, I was kind of like surprised because, you know, you think that Americans usually work, and the reality is not. They're really interested in where you're coming from. So I was really pleasantly surprised. One thing that you realize coming from Italy is that everything is big, it's huge. From the city, from the buildings, you know, cars. And one thing that I don't like about is that you have to have the car to do everything here. I like to walk, I like to bike, so United States, you know, has these huge, vast spaces where, like, national parks or where you can be truly by yourself. And it still amazes me. So when I go to, you know, Ohio Pile and all, it's like looking around. And the fact that, you know, I can live in the city, but I see, you know, animals going through. And I can ride my bike and be in a city park where I can do mountain biking. So in Europe, it's really hard to get it. Especially in Italy. So, I'm a software engineer, and when I came over here was right around when the market for IT, information technology, crashed. So, I started to look for a job in my field, but between, you know, not be proficient in English. I mean, I studied English for probably 10 years before coming here, but it's one thing when you study at school and you use it once in a while. So, you know, between the difficulty of the market and the difficulty of expressing yourself, I couldn't find one. So I decided, okay, I don't really have a problem with that. I go and make coffee. When I was a student at university, I used to work in a coffee shop / bar. So I learned how to make espresso and, you know, cook and everything else. So I start to work at La Prima Espresso Company, and I worked there for almost a year. So that was my first job. And the funny thing is that my first day, if you think you're nervous now, you have to see me the first day. You know, somebody come in and ask me for a latte, and I think he repeated that question like 40 times. At the end, he pointed to, you know, the sign and said, this. I was like, oh. So it was a great experience, because in 9 months, then I could understand basically everybody. I have to say that coming to the United States was a really good decision, and I really appreciate what I got, you know, being here, and I'm really grateful, of course. And I consider Pittsburgh my second home, but in terms of where I'm going to see myself in a few years, I'm not sure, because if I find a good opportunity somewhere else, I probably go. And because I'm really curious, I like to learn about other languages and other culture. Even if I'm a geek and a software engineer, I will take it in a heartbeat. But definitely I can see myself being here for a while in Pittsburgh.